The Gemara brings down a braisa on Kofayim and Beis. Tanya, Hanichnas Labisa Bimotei Shabbos, Mavarach Al Yain, Valamor Al Besamim, Vachar Kofayim Ravdol Al Kofayim. Emeinu Al Kofayim Tefon, Minichu Al Achan, Mosem Mashash Nakun Lachar. Talk to Gemara Behemshech, Shema Minom Yom Masnisam Tamni. We see, Shema Minom Yom Masnisam Tamni. We see eight different things from this Mishnah, from this braisa. Shema Minom Amal Zubatfilah Tor Shabbat Al Kofayim, Shema Minom Brachat Tor Kofayim, Shema Minom Pesha Brachat Tor Ashir, Shema Minom Amavor Tor Shiyitim. I'd like to focus on this Shema Minoh, Hamavar Tor Shiyitim. That the person that drinks that makes the bracha has to be turned from the curse. Tosis on Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, Zecheyo Al Hayayin, he brings down that the pastus is that the din of Kiddush Al Hayayin is only a din derabanan, it's not deraisa, it's only a smach d'balma. However, he says at the end, V'oyim Motzim Lameimer, the Kiddush Al Hayayin Vartir. Really, you could say that Kiddush Al Hayayin is tako or deraisa. But the second shlav, that the person that's mevarek, whichever bracha it is, kiddush over here we're talking about, that's dich only din derabanan, mevarek tar shiitim. Sometimes the shiitim will taste is that this din of mevarek tar shiitim is only din derabanan. You know, mechuyim derayso. Even if you want to tell me that kiddush is derayso, the chiyus to drink is not derayso. Now the shayla is the taste. What's the pshat? If you hold that it's derayso, kiddush al yayin, just mevarek tar shiitim is not derayso. So what would he have done? Would it be the right, he would make a brief prayer gofen and not drink? Or do we say that he doesn't make a brief prayer gofen b'chol? Yesh la'ayim adat seif. What would you do? There's in the etzem din of avor tor shiitim, the pshat behind it, why is it that they're mitzak in avor tor shiitim? There's gemara in Erevin, daf mem amud bet. The gemara is clearing, should one make a shechiyonu al ha'kayit on Yom Kippur? Zman al ha'kayit. The Gemara says, how's the chance for Paul? Hechi Ovid, how can he do it? Imavar Chalev Shasile, if you're going to make a bracha on it, you're going to make a Shechiyonu, the break break off and the Shasile, and you're going to drink the Koyit, even though it's man, Kimberle, Vosile. Once you say Shechiyonu, you're Makabo on yourself, Yom Kippur, and it's also back in the Vishnir, maybe you can't drink it. Libra Chalev Elimichay, so maybe you should make a bracha on it and put it down. I'm a varach tar shiitim. A person that makes a bracha has to be turned. There's no hechad hinsa to make a bracha on it and put it down and not drink it. Leith vili hinuko. Maybe you should make a bracha on it and give it to a tinik. Let's go look at ravacha, dil ma'asim le'mitzvah. No, we don't pass like ravacha. We're choishish, dil ma'asim le'mitzvah. Maybe the katan when he gets older is also going to drink. He sees, oh, it's mutter to drink on Yom Kippur. The game you went on was a little kid, the game you drink on Yom Kippur. Right, so it's not a problem to drink on Yom Kippur. Also, the mitzvah, when he's older, also he's going to drink in the kitchen. Now, Rashi says, "What's the tzad leitri liyinuka? You just told me a mevarach tor shiyitim. The person that makes the bracha has to be turned. How could it be that the mevarach can give it to somebody else and the tinnik is going to be turned?" Dr. Rashi, leitri liyinuka lishtoy tzalach shevarach alo. After you make the bracha, give it to the tinnik to be shayseh. The high shiyitim dekoma lav dafka. When it says a mevarach tor shiyitim. Lav dafka on the mevarach. It's lav dafka on the mevarach that has to be turned. Duah adim kishot yachrino. The time of mishum degnayu lekoish of brachos layen hemi benu lalter. It's the gnay. The reason why it's mevarach tor shiyitim is the gnay lekoish of brachos layen hemi benu lalter. You're gonna have a bracha on a koish. Rashi says that he likes to. Shetehei birchas hayayin the brachos agafin shle v'terech. Chitam leyachin shaper dam. The whole problem is that you're going to have a kosher bracha that you made a bracha on and no one's going to be turning from it. Therefore, as long as someone's turning from it, it's good enough. It doesn't have to be the bracha dafka. The chorot tuwa, like the Rashash is matmi over here, there's Eilam Hafa Frisi, also min ha-mesevir sibum. You made the effect, the cause. So what's the patnas of Mevarach Tor Shiyitim? Patnas of Mevarach Tor Shiyitim is, once they resaken that any bracha, whether it's Kiddush, or Berat HaMoz, or Nermila, or Shibiyala, they're masakin together with that, you have to be shaita from the kriya. Since you have to be shaita, so maybe we have to make a bracha before it. That's when they just want the kiddush to be ala kriya. And you should drink it. Now you can't drink it if you don't make the bracha. So first, they were masakin, mevarach tor shiyitim, you have to drink it, to be neda from the kriya. And the meila afterwards, since you have to drink it, you have to make a bracha before it. Also, and then there was a bracha, you have to make a bracha, make a bracha before it. According to Rashi, it's fakir. Since they were masakin, then you make a bracha before it. And after the Minky Break broke up, and some of you have a canal of facial problem, no one's going to drink it. So you have to give it to somebody to drink. Which one came first? The chicken or the egg? The pasta is that the Tima came first. Since you have the Makuya of Tima, really, that's a good problem. If you're asking, it's not good. It's not that the tima came first. The bracha came first. Once they were zaken the bracha, from the mirlo, they were zaken that tzarach shiyutim. Grand invitation bracha. Somebody's not going to be saved. The Rosh Hashanah ends off over there, and he says, V'chei nira, after he says, the pashtus is l'chero, not like Rashi, V'chei nira mitetzvit, p'sachem kuvav v'alav, say v'di b'ramas v'chereim. The tesis that we just quoted before him. From a scientific, I wasn't sure of the chathilo, what the Rosh Hashanah, what his kavana was. Was his kavana on the pashtus is nira mitetzvit? The pashtus is that first to make a bracha, and afterwards, first, since you have to be tayyim, therefore you have to make a bracha. Or does it mean v'chein nira, like Rashi was mazger, from Tayshu, the same Zimmer Mazdo, v'chein. Tayyim Ramashar Chakir that we had before. What's the time of when you make a bracha, midaraisa, would you be able to make a bracha and not drink? Or you wouldn't even make a break for your gafen, midaraisa, b'chal. It's only midarabana, once they're mazakan of Arasar Shittim, they're mazakan of me, we have to make a break for your gafen. So the truth is, that the Pnei Yeshua, the beginning of the 8th parak of brachas, and the Beis Meir and Reish Tamachei also from Elosh, they both bring down their Messiah and Tesis from Kavon and Aleph, and they both learn Tesis like Rashi and Yerim. That in a Chanami, with the right to attack and make a break for Yagachim. They were only attacking with the Rabbanim that after making a break for Yagachim, Hamavar of Tarshi Yisim. But in a Chanami, with the right to attack and make a break for Yagachim. What's the Pshad, Chur? Chur the Pshad is that once this break for Yagachim is not a break for Yagachim of a Berg Lenin. The break for Yagachim of a Berg of the Mitzvah. They're Messiah to be Mavar Halakai. Whether it's Kiddush or Berzamazin or Milo, whatever it is, in Masakan Alakay, the Mela together with this, once they're Masakan Alakay, the Masakan also, Yuvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the end. Kum Tein to Beit Rebofen is not anymore a Birch Zameni, it's a Birch Zameni. Before you have to do this, because Midaraisa, you don't find there's any place Muslim of a Birch Zameni Midaraisa. There's no Bracha Lafaneh Midaraisa. The only Bracha that we find Midaraisa is a Birch Zamazin. There's no Bracha that, it's maybe from Yeshua that says that Svara of Asim HaNetzel Hamel Zedloi Bracha is the Svara Daraisa, I mean the Mokhim and Daraisa make a Bracha. Pashas Rav Rishenim go not that way, they say Lahedya, that it's only Din the Rabban, the Rajbo. Rav, they say it's only Din Lahedya, it's the Bracha of Hanel, it's only Din the Rabban. In Bazei, you can say that that's after you're going to get the Birch Zanin. But over here we have a Birch Zanin, it's no different than Kiddush. Kiddush is also Daraisa. Kiddush Al Yayin, if you first say it's Daraisa, so the Kiddush is Daraisa, the Brave Prayer of Asim is also Daraisa. Bechur, that's Shadon Rashin Irvin. Rashin Irvin. He understood that once they were mitzaken, whatever it is, shechiyonu in that case, alakoy, the mele of mitzaken also will be pirat often. The mitzaken is a chilek of the bracha alakoy, is also be pirat often. The be pirat often is a birch mitzvah. Mele meikri the dina, you can't wouldn't have to drink from it. It's only also g'nai in the kodesh of bracha, since thirst, l'maitha tender is you make be pirat often. Even if it says din of a birch mitzvah, l'maitha you make be pirat often, it looks for the way the terror, the mele somebody has to be talking about g'nai in the kodesh of bracha. The family Yain is a little more Lahedya, Lieser Beer, the base mayor over there, Reish Tamachayin over there, he brings down the Ravon. The Magen Avraham quotes the same Ravon also. I think in Tavkof Chavbev, he quotes this Ravon. The Ravon is, how could it be such a tzad that on the day that it's also to drink wine, you'll be mashke, you'll give it to a teenik, you'll give it to the baby, im toima affecta ravon, mahi chashuva te ima zu, lahater tatri. What does this tima do? How is this tima going to help you to be mata the koi, time to help you for the bracha? Giving it to a teenik, before a teenik is not having a bracha, how does it help you b'chal? Zok there, ivri hi chashivu, do tima koi tleta el mishum gnai shal koi, shilo yoymir shli le terechu bracha zu. Chi chozit ve tamina le yinuko like a gnai. This is mamash the same shpracha as Rashi. The whole Torah of the Kodesh Bracha is, the reason why you have to make the din of Tehima is, Shliya Nira Gnai, Mishum Gnai Shokoit, Shliya Yomer Shlo, the Tzarechu Bracha Zu, Chichozim et Aminu Le Yenuka like a Gnai. As long as they see that, somebody's drinking it. Doesn't make a difference who it is. Yenuka is drinking like a Gnai. Says the base mayor, says Leinir Zayti Nira Pshito, that there was never any sad that it's going to be a Bracha Lakha. A Bracha Lakha is when a guy wakes up in the middle of the night and he says, Bracha Lakha, Shem, Kinem Alakha, and Bracha Lakha. Over here, it's up here, the zikr pasha that it wasn't about Torah. Why? Is this kind of the chilek of Kiddush? Something which is this kind of the chilek of Kiddush, is zikr not a bracha about Torah? Maybe a bracha in a tzricha, maybe ulai. It's not a bracha about Torah. He says, well, once they made it, it's up to Ravon, once they made it part and parcel of the Kiddush, shuv Bracha Gamkin, Shevach Labori Baruch Hu. Come to this, this bracha is also a Shevach Labori Baruch Hu. Shevara Hayayin Lekadosh Shalom. V'zeh Tzarkin. This is the Tzarek of the Yayin. K'moy Tzarek HaShtiyo. No difference. The same way that you make a bracha when you're drinking it, you make a bracha when you can make the Kiddush. Because it's the Tzarek, the same way that we use the Yayin for drinking, we use the Yayin for Kiddush. V'zeh Tzarkin K'moy Tzarek HaShtiyo. V'ech Shoyotzer Zaptiyo. Ken Zayin that it's more of a Tzarek. The Tzarek that I use for Kiddush, for mitzvah, everything is b'chorei b'rochi, besides about the season, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu made and developed is for the mitzvah. Amelo, something that you use for the service of the yayin is for the mitzvah. Can't even more than steel. Especially you can make a bracha. Ve'im batima el mishum don't have a gnayla kri. Amelo, the only reason that's when you wouldn't have to have any tima b'chal. A chelik of the kiddush is not only the kiddush, bracha of the kiddush, it's also to make a very fair dog. Amelo, meiku the dino, you don't have to drink. It's only out gnayla kri, so bracha that you're not going to drink. Amelo, you have to drink. B'chorei that's kind of rash. L'chayr you are? Let's see. Tashi, what? Mikra de Dino, once they were mesakin at the end of the day, it can't die that it becomes a chilek. We're going to say that you're not yet. Amit, may I ask him, Mikra de Dino? We'll see for Hemshah. Bezer Hashem. Kumtai Sefidis, Fishi Sas Rashi, Kumtai Sete, the Brie Priyagofen is a chilek of the Kiddush. Now, the Pashtus Lechero is taken out that way. The Pashtus is Lechero like Rosh Hashanah. From Riyatah, the Pashtus of the Din of Varkar Shitim, it's Fakir, that once they were Mesakin Alakurit, really they were Mesakin, they have to move over. Since you have to be straight, you have to move over. The Lashon of Rabbeinu David is, he says, She'ein Chayva Sakrit Ritwe B'yodah B'vad. The Chayva Sakrit is not just to hold it in your hand. Somebody wasn't in it. Kilos, you didn't have a place for claw. Chor the fish is the trashy. That's not the nekuda. Kilos, you didn't have a place for claw. It is that you had a place. You can have the kushal bracha. Kilos, you didn't have a place for claw. Mashmoit. The chor is that a person has to be nene from it. That which a person has to be nene from it, that's what they were masakin lechav kilo. It's not a foil yud. It's the ikr takon. The chor, that's the pashas of places also. It's only the oyin mati lameira, the oyin machadish. According to the first time Tesis, and that's how Tesis goes in Nazir, he doesn't even bring down the way in the Mamer. That's the way most of the Rishonim go. The whole din of Kiddush Al Yayin is only din there Abana. According to the feed that, the Mavot Tzarek Shittim is also din there Abana. It's all together. The din of Kiddush is a din, it's not Mukhak in Tesis. According to Zichr and other Rishonim, it's Mukhak, that it's a chit, that's not just a chilek of the Kiddush, that once they were Mesakin Kiddush Al Akrit, and Mamela they were Mesakin, you have to drink. Since you have to drink, you have to be more. Why were they mitzaken that you have to drink taka? Loshim mechinachin in mitzvah lamar aleph. He says, Alkin is chayavnu lasay hamayt al ayayin. The bracha of lamar aleph is kiddush al ayayin. The zafas yom shabbos the kachin. Look the chinach. Why were they mitzaken it al ayayin? Alkin is chayavnu lasay hamayt al ayayin. Lefi sheteva ha'odem mitzerir boy harbi. A person is in the third when he has wine. She was sorted mitzameach. וכבר אמרתי לך כי לפי יסרת האדם ומעשהו יסבול על הדברים לא ילום. האדם נפל כפי פעולו יסבול. Person is נפל כפי the way that he does things, that has an effect on him. ומזה אשר ראשון יזל בגמר. And it's because על דרך זה they said שאם הפס חובב על האדם יסר שיקדש על הפס. כי עוד מסר יסיב או יסר למה שהוא צל. לכן הגור זנה לפי בן אותם, you could be מקדש על הפס. And he said the reason is, they said, אם הפס חובב על האדם יסר שיקדש על הפס. He also mis er receiver yisir lamashu tzav. Person is mis er more for what he's tzavim. Person is another lemid alamashu libu chofet. So the rabbi also that the tzavah is telling mashu libu chofet. If you're not chofet, you're not going to have tzavah to fall. Same thing over here. A person is mis er can feel what he's chofet in. If a person is chofet in yayin, he's mis er tzav nisameh. A male person is mis er. It gives it pulls on the, it has a it's pulling on the person that it causes him when he's doing the mitzvah to be mis er. The meal of a person is chavav alav pas more than yayin. You should make kiddush al pas. The meal of that which they were mesakin to mechur that Shabbos is also. They weren't mesakin with the kiddush of brit ragafin. Since brit ragafin, the meal you have to be turned. No, they were mesakin as a chiluk of the kiddush that you have to be turned from the kiddush. Why? Because it's turned mesameach. Because the person is there duch the chilu, duch the shtia, whatever it is. There's yayin a pas. A person is there. The meal they're mesakin specifically al yayin. The ikon nekuda is to drink from the kriya. To eat the pas. Once you eat the drink, you eat the pas. Really, that's what we brought before. Chay, that's what Shadon says. Kum tais, like we were saying before, it's an afkamina. How do we look at it? According to Rashi, every Birkas mitzvah halachos, the way that they're mitaken it is to make a Brit Priya Gofen, together with the bracha, you make a Brit Priya Gofen. The Mela, since you're making a Brit Priya Gofen, you now have a Mishra bracha, if you're not going to be nana from it. And according to this, it's fakert. They're mitaken it halachos, it's why, because the person is soda when he drinks wine, soda mitameh, brings the person to this pilot. Once a person has to drink, the only way to do that is to first make a bracha. But the bracha is not a chiluk built in nifer from the kiddush, like Taisa says, like Rashi. This is not true. We keep in mind for the kama v'kama dvarim that we saw over the past few weeks in the parak. Starting from the beginning, the kufam and beis we saw yidei kiddush layotus machlekes. If you need kiddush machum sudah, we pass in like Shmuel that you need kiddush machum sudah. Says Taisa, the melech. Since that's the truth, and you need kiddush machum sudah, you cannot be yotze unless you're having a sudah. You should not make kiddush in the beis haknesses if there's no arkham there to be yotze that are going to have the sudah there. Because Kumtais is not Kiddush Makom Sudah for anybody. Kumtais is a bracha of Allah Ta'ala Kiddush. Other Rishayim are chaylik. And they say, no, it doesn't have to be, you can make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. What do you do with the Yayin? Give it to a Tinik. Saw the Magan Avram, Reish Tamachtes. He declared, is that then that you give it to a Tinik? Does it have to be a Tinik Sheyigil Chinuch? Or a Tinik Shleyigil Chinuch? What's the Tzad? What's the Shaila? Is it a Tinik Sheyigil Chinuch? Because if it's not a Tinik Sheyigil Chinuch, then anyhow your Brit Priya Gofen is going to be Levat Allah. Because the Tinik is not having a bracha. So it's not going to help to give it to the Tinik. Your bracha is going to be bracha Levat Allah. So it has to be a Tinik Shegi Lechinuch. Or do you say no? It should be a Tinik Shelo Yegi Lechinuch. Because if it's a Tinik Shegi Lechinuch, then it's not the same way that you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. And for you it's not Kiddush Makom Sudah. So too for him he's not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Not Kiddush Makom Sudah. Makom Lechis in the Paiskim. L'choyer Radat Teishas. That's Rashi, you're going to have to say. Rashi says that the whole Nakuda is that it's a Gnayer Lakhisha Bracha if somebody's not Nenu from it. Eva Zeh, like the Ravon said beforehand, that's only if nobody drinks from it at all. It's not Be'etim a Bracha of Atalim when you make the Brit Priya Gofen and you don't give it to somebody. It's Be'etim, Brit Priya Gofen is the Chilik of the Kiddush. They are Mesakim. Once you make a Brit Priya Gofen, Gnayer Lakhisha Bracha, and it could be that it's Makhisha even B'diyavet at the end of the day, but Gnayer Lakhisha Bracha if somebody's not going to drink from the Lakhisha Bracha. The Mela. You could give it even to a tinik lecher. It's not going to have to be dafka somebody mishin yil lechinuch. The nekuda is not that you're saving the bracha vatala. It's not a bracha vatala. They're makadosh and the brit priya gofen. Well, anyhow, it's only the brit priya gofen that you're saving. The kiddush itself is not. You're not saving anything. The kiddush is lecher vatala anyhow. It's only brit priya gofen. Shem Zalman pointed out. The brit priya gofen, it's a chilek of the kiddush. Once it's a chilek of the kiddush, best you don't have to give it to anybody. If you're going to have to give it to somebody, it's not going to have to give someone to yil lechinuch. It could be even kadosh shalay yil lechinuch. The feet traces can then not that way. Yishlayim daf traces. And then he was like the other Rishayim they're saying Erev and Amem on the base. So if Shita, when the Gemara said Leitz Vili Yenuka on Bayim Kippur, you make a Shechiyon al HaKoyis and give it to a Tinek, says the Rashba, the Ritva, they speak out first, and it has to be a Tinek Shegi Lechinuch. Why? Because Leitz Vili then you have the same problem, it's a Bracha Levatol. According to Rashi, Kenzan and Hanami, that would never Bracha Levatol. It's not a Bracha Levatol anytime. It's a Chiluk of the Kiddush. It's only out of Gnai HaKoyis and Bracha. What's anybody drinking like Lashon Aravon? The chichos in the betamini lady yanuka like a gnai. Once they see they're giving it to somebody else, like a gnai. Lechor, that was the Rashi ends off over there. Remember the Beis. He says gnai lekesha bracha. Shleyan other mimenu la'alter shetei birchas hayayin the brit priya gofen shleilu tirs. It's mashma that the brit priya gofen is a bracha la'atol. Lechor, Rashi doesn't mean that it's a bracha. It doesn't say that it's a bracha la'atol. He says shleilu tirs. Lechor, the kavanah is like the Ravon is saying. That's nearest to the thing. Kuftay said, G'nai, you're making a Brit Priya Gofen, nobody's drinking? It's a bizarre. The Mela, that it shouldn't look like a bizarre, that nobody's nana, the Mela, you have to give it at least to somebody, even a Tinik with her own words. That's one Nekuda. The second Nekuda, we saw a Machlekes over here on Kuvbeza Manachal. The Gemara brings down Tanar Abadim, Bnei Chabur, Shein Basubin, Mekidah Shalayin Ayayin. People were eating the Suda on Erev Shabbos, and came, Kidah Shalayin Ayayin, came Shtir, Tesh Gechav, Shalayin later on. Kiddush Alayim Ayim, Revim like Kish Al Yayim, Vayim Malav Kiddush Al Yayim, Vashenim Malav Birch Amas, and Rebbe Yehuda. Fear of Yehuda that holds that once Shabbos comes in, it's us to continue eating, even if you started Beheter, it's us to continue eating, Mafsikin. The din is you have to take two cases. The first case, you make a Kiddush, and the second case, you make Birch Amas. Says the Rashbam, why do you make Kiddush first? Hoyol Vihigiyah Shab Kiddush, Tarif HaKadosh Tchilo. Since Kiddush came, the Zman of Kiddush came, Tarif HaKadosh Tchilo. Taisus is Maz B'Lev Amor on the base. He says, he brings down the Rashbam and he says why? Because it's also to be Tayyim before Kiddush. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, once it's Kiddush Aleim Ayoyim, and you're chayv in kiddush, you're not allowed to eat anything. The reason why you have to be mamzik is because it's also to continue eating. It's also to continue eating, so you have to be bench first and drink the kiddush of Berachas HaMazon. You're not allowed to drink before your kiddush. But mainly you have to be mekadosh first. Even though Berachas HaMazon maybe you should do first to be great with all the tuna. But once it was kiddush aliyah malayim, it's also to drink before the kiddush. But mainly you have to be mekadosh first and then do Berachas HaMazon. Tosfos, of an art, is chayv. He says no. First you make Berachas HaMazon and then you make kiddush. We were doing that way earlier in the Sugya. Taisa says, "Nishalas Hashayla." What Taisa is going to do with Rashi's Kashm? With Rashbam's problem? Rashbam said that the whole reason is because it's supposed to be time before Kiddush. According to Taisa, you're going to make bread of the Muslim, you tame your priest, and then you're going to make your Kiddush. Chayr has to be time before Kiddush. The Chayr of the Pshat of Taisa is, I'll see the different Taisa. Two Taisa and later Taisa says, "Einoyim shtei Kiddushes al Kaisechon." The Gemara says, "Al mitzvus chavilus chavilus." You cannot say two kedushas and one kriyas. You can't say Berachas HaMazon and Abdallah. You can't say kiddush. If you have a minute, even kiddush and Abdallah, you couldn't say. Shein emir shei kiddush al kriyas echad. Says Taisus, yesh noyagim b'chopa mitam zeh, shloi lor meshever brachas al kriyas Berachas HaMazon. Some people buy a chasana. They don't say shever brachas in the kriyas of Berachas HaMazon. And mevi in kriyas acher. They bring another kriyas. You make Berachas HaMazon on one kriyas, and shever brachas on another kriyas. Why? You shouldn't do mitzvahs, chavilus chavilus. But says this vein mevarchen al hashini brei pri agafim. Kivin shkvar birch al hakeis birchas amatim. Ki ein nachal levarach pamayim. Says this says, ein nachal levarach pamayim. But meila, even though we're going to bring two cases, and one you're going to make birchas amatim on, and one you're going to make shever brachas on, you're not going to make bracha brei pri agafim pamayim. You only make it on one, and after you make it on one, you drink both of the cases. Shek marasho, v'tzorech lechalik, he says, b'lav shver, v'yesh liyashah, v'tzorech lechalik, between this case of chuppah, that Taisa says that you don't make break your gafim twice, in the case that we just said at the beginning of the Gemara, by Havdalah and Berachas HaMazon. By Havdalah and Berachas HaMazon, you're also bringing two cases. And Pashas also, you're making two brachas of break your gafim. So, what's up is that Taisa says that when you're going to have two cases, one for Berachas HaMazon and one for Shevet brachas, you're not going to make two break your gafim, ain't nochel levarach pamayim, so why is it nochel levarach pamayim when it comes to Havdalah and Kiddush? Now, Berachas HaMazon and Kiddush. V'yesh v'yashiv b'chem Hashem. And for the Rasha, what's the V'yesh Liyashiv? It's really not V'yesh Liyashiv. Kushi Mikar Alas is up there. Says, in a chanamali, that's the Yitzvah, talking by Birchus HaMazin and Avdol also, you're only going to make one bracha. You only make Birchus HaMazin, the first one. As Zeg Yishtin, Magan Avram, in Risha and Aleph, the Tzivavos, he's going on this halacha of somebody who's eating his tzudo in his Kiddush Aleyim Ayin. So he says, if you're going to make a Birchus HaMazin, it's a Shaila whether or not you're supposed to make Kiddush first, Birchus HaMazin first, make Birchus HaMazin first, and Kiddush. He says, if you're going to make Birchus HaMazin first, and then Kiddush, how are you going to be able to drink from the kreis of Birchus HaMazin? Like there, it's not fair. You only make the bracha on the second kreis. On the Birchus HaMazin, Yitzhak will make a bracha. On the second kreis of Kiddush, you'll make one bracha of Birchus HaMazin. You'll drink the kreis of Kiddush, and then you'll drink the kreis of Birchus HaMazin. You only make one bracha. But there, it's Kiddush HaMazin. That's no difference. If Yishita says this, ain't enough of levarach pamayim, when you're going to have two kreises and drink them both successively, one after the next, ain't enough of levarach pamayim. And even by Abdullah Birchus HaMazin, there's no one in. Yitzhak, you're not going to make a bracha twice. First you're going to do the Birchas HaMazon, you're not going to make a Birchas HaGafen, then you make a Kiddush, make a Birchas HaGafen, and drink both of the cases. There happens to be another Teretz also, the grain brings down, Beis Hashem will say this week, in Reisha and Aleph. Chura, Pashat Teretz, if you should say this. Over the Chura, that's that, if you should say this. If you should say this, that Birchas HaGafen is not a chelik of the bracha. So you can say that there's a hechet imsa that you'll make a bracha, a mazal al kriyas, and you're not going to make a bracha al kriyas. Like Taisa says later on, from Gimel Amud Beis. Taisa brings down a kiv Gimel Amud Beis. He brings down on the dinner of Vashi. The Vashi says, somebody that was mevarech on a kriyas at the beginning of the Suda, he does not have to be mevarech on any other kriyas. Not only on any other kriyas during the Suda, also he does not have to make a bracha on the kriyas after the Suda. That he mentions bracha al mazal, he doesn't have to make a bracha al kriyas. Why? Because the first Birchas HaGafen they made at the beginning passes everything else. The Birchas HaMazon is not matzik. He's chaylik on Rava. Taisa says, Af agav the Birchas HaMazon tuna kreis, lehoyim bevar, according to Ravashi, even though you hold Birchas HaMazon tuna kreis, they're masak in a kreis to Birchas HaMazon, the Birchas HaMazon is to be done on a kreis, nevertheless, you don't have to make a Birchas HaGafen. You can drink it even without it, according to Ravashi, that you had a Birchas HaGafen before him. Ubiyushalmi nami kama, dimhitzkel isay bar of Shabbos mibayin, in Sarf Mekiddush, if I'm a Birchas HaGafen. Yerushalmi says the Zogadin, that if a person started eating a Suda on Erev Shabbos and continued into Shabbos, According to the Shita, that you do not have to bench, and you could just be mafsik with a kiddush. You don't have to make a new brief yergofen on your kiddush. Why? Because you already had a brief yergofen from the beginning, which is when you're drinking wine. Kiddush needs a brief yergofen. Mashma the koldav var mitzvah atarim koyt, in tov var brief yergofen, heichad lo yavi yastik. Mashma, there's no din to have a brief yergofen on a kiddush. It's a din that you have to be able to drink it. For kama that there is no heftik with all. Remember, there's no din that you have to make a brief yergofen. If you drank at the beginning of your sudan, there's no heftik between the beginning of your sudan and the kiddush, or whatever it is that you're doing in the middle of your sudan. There's no din that you have to make a brief yergofen if you die from the shaman. You only have to make the kiddush. The brief yergofen you don't have to make. Why? The whole nekudah of Yeshiva Taisa's din, like you're saying before him, is that you should be able to drink. They're mesakin it al yain, that you should drink the yain. If you have a hechad din, there's no din to make a brief yergofen. Since you have to drink the yain, mamele, you have to make a brief yergofen. If you have a brief yergofen already from beforehand, because you made a brief yergofen at the beginning of the sudah, there's no din to make a brief yergofen. The middle of the sudah, when you make the kiddush. It's not a chilek of the kiddush, the brief yergofen. Mamele, there's no din. Cold dvar mitzvah, turning great, ain't talking about a brief yergofen. There's no din to make a brief yergofen. Hate lay having hefty. Passes according to Rashi, the Chari would say not that way. That the din, a chilek of the kiddush is that they're mesakin, is to make a brief yergofen. Mamele, that's why Rashi and Rashbam, they couldn't learn earlier that first you make a brief yergofen and don't make a brief yergofen, and then you'll make a kiddush and make a brief yergofen to drink both the cases. Because every case that they're mesakin as a chilek to brief yergofen. Once they're mesakin brief yergofen, gnayel pesha bracha, if you're not going to drink it. Mamele, you have to drink it before him. You're not going to drink it before kiddush. So it wasn't shaykh for the Rashbam to refresh like thesis that you'll drink the brief yergofen, you'll do the brief yergofen before the kiddush. Mamele thesis, they have to learn that the kiddush is first and then the brief yergofen. And the Chorobir also, you would say also. Any time that they're mesakin al-Kesha bracha, like the Sira of Avash, in the Chor, you're going to have to make a bracha. In the Chor, then that's Pshat, also in the Machlokes that we see, goof in this Gemara only. The Gemara says, Ravash is chelek on Rava. Rava says that once you bench, you have to make a new brief for your Gophin and request the Birch HaMazin. Why? Even though you made a brief for your Gophin at the beginning of the Sudo, the Birch HaMazin is Mastik, and you're finished with the first brief for your Gophin, meaning you have to make a new bracha on the Kesha bracha, Birch HaMazin. Ravashi is chelek. He says, let's have a Kotamid de Rav. We don't pass like that. How do I know such Ravashi? No Yontif Shekhali Yitzakar Shabbos. Yontif, that's Chal Matzah Shabbos. The din is, Omer Rav, Yakna. You do Yain Kiddush Ner Avdala. And therefore what? What do we see from there? Says the Rashbam. And Rashi, V'loi Boyin Dev Ruchi Birchav Brei Piragof and Trey Zimni. And you don't have to make Brei Piragof and twice. Chad Kiddush V'chad Avdala. You don't have to make a brief yergofen two times. Even though you're doing Kiddush and you're doing Avdallah, you don't have to make a brief yergofen twice. A Bazeir here also, even though you had a brach at the beginning, and you have a faith of Birch HaMazon at the end, you don't have to make two brief yergofen. One brief yergofen is enough to pass it. Practitioners on Rashi, make two brief yergofen, that can't be shot. Where do we ever find Lein Matzinu that you make two brief yergofen on one faith? Even though you're doing two different things, but it's the same faith, we never find Zaktesis. Because the Eichi Var Pamayim Brei Pir Gafan Al Kes Efer. Vizei Lei Matzinu, let's say. We don't find such a thing to make Brei Pir Gafan twice in one case. Lechur, Pamayim Lazim. Tais is understood, there's no din be'etem to make a Brei Pir Gafan in your facial bracha. Especially when you have one place and you're doing two things, zichr, there's no sad in the veld that you should make a Brei Pir Gafan on both the Kiddush and the Avdala. As long as you have a Brei Pir Gafan that passes you, you're good to go. You're able to drink even without the Brei Pir Gafan. My thinking of Shita Shas is 10 times is such a Havamina. Even though you're doing them both al-Qayt Zephah, it doesn't make a difference. Every Kedusha that they're in Mesakin al-Qayt needs a bracha. The meal, even though you're doing them both al-Qayt Zephah, you're doing the Kiddush and the Avdol at the same time, doesn't make a difference. That's Ashi. You should be able to make two great yergofen. I know in Latino, it's a little Latino when it's a Birchus HaNenim that you're going to make two. When it's a Birchus HaMitzvah, it's a Chilik of the Kiddush, it's a Chilik of the Avdol, Zephah, it's a Chilik. The meal, you're able to make great yergofen twice. The more it's like a Masak, not that way. The more Masik that Yain Kiddush, you talk only make one brief yergofen. Why? Because Al Kli Sefer, they were only Masakin, one brief yergofen. They were Masakin, it's not that they were Masakin Zakrashi, the feed of Maskana. They weren't Masakin for every bracha, for every Kiddush, a Masakin brief yergofen. For every Kodesh bracha, a Masakin bracha. For every Kodesh, a Masakin bracha. But maybe if you have two Kiddushes and one Kodesh, it's enough to have one brief yergofen. Now, Lachur, you could bring a Ryan Ali to be fair from the Sugya, because the whole shot of Atari in the Sugya is, do we say that the Birch HaMazon is considered a heftik, or is the Birch HaMazon not considered a heftik, and you have to make a new bracha on the Brei Pir HaGafen afterwards? Now, Lachar, the thesis is the way you're going to be Malibur in the Rashbam, then even if you hold Pirach HaMad is not going to happen. But anyhow, you have to make a very clear lesson on the Pirach HaMad. The Chalik of the Pirach HaMad. What's the whole Shach of Atari? Is the Pirach HaMad considered a Heftik? Is it a Heftik Chabad? It's not considered a Heftik Chabad. Even if it's not considered a Heftik Chabad, the time you have to make a very clear lesson on the Pirach HaBracha. Rashi. Thesis is Rashi. Thesis
Okay. That's
all right.
That's
what Rashi
and
Rashi. Can you hear that? For some reason, that's not a Rashi. Because Tesis didn't bring a Rashi from there. Tesis is Medag, Dafkin Ravashi. He doesn't say it's another Rishenim. And he brings a Rashi, but he brings a Rashi from Yerushalmi. What do you mean? It's a Mavur and Aragamon, according to the Kuliyama. It's not a book of the Talmud, it's a book of the Talmud. It's not a Machlekes. According to this, it's not a Machlekes of the Talmud. Everybody knows that you have to, what is it doing around Dafka from Ravashi? Mashmah, Dafka with Ravashi is such a sad, and Medayak and Yerushalmi, Ken Zayn, there's others that hold that you said, they're bodily assertive on Yerushalmi, and there's no Ravashi attack on Yerushalmi. We made it. Where the nekuda at the end of the day is zikha, when you're making the bracha, your bracha is the das benegeh to the... That's not the reason why you're making it. You want to know benegeh to the din of hefek hadas. Is there a din of hefek hadas? There's no din of hefek hadas. After ikur tziva, the chatzila, why did it attack it? Can't find it. It's different because it's a chelik of the bracha. That's when you could say that Tony, this is also the din of... It says, kufam al-beis. We saw... And the Tesis brings down Yidei Kiddush Yotsu. That Tesis Lechatchila Tzarech Shiyitim Ukulon. The Avagav Shle Shatzer Rak Shiyitim Amavarech or Yefilu Echem Mehem. Make your Dizina. All you need is that one person should be turned from the Kiddush to be Yitza. However, he says Lechatchila Tzarech Shiyitim Ukulon. Lechatchila, we need that everybody should be turned from the Kiddush of Bracha. The Shalom is, where did he get this from? Where is the Makor for the Zim Bechlal that Tzarech? That the Mitzumen Lechatzilah Tzarech Shiyitim. The Halach is brought down in Reish Ayin Aleph, and the Grain is Mitzayim Kuf Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara over here, the Ma'aseh Ravashi. Zil Mitzayim the Ma'aseh Ravashi. Doesn't say Tosaf Avalei Pirush. The Chur of the Raya is from Ravashi. What happened by Ravashi? He came to a certain town, and they were mechabanim to make Kiddush Rabba. So he says he doesn't know what Kiddush Rabba is. The Meila. Chochomina Bereshi, he had a gun to chav. He's Myra for the Brave Ragosin. Harif by Rashi says, Vadasim Yisari Vecha Mehem Lishtay, or Bekach Yavin the Brave Ragosin begin on Leiman. He decided to drag out the Brave Ragosin to see if anybody else was going to chop around and drink before him. And then Echanamia, Gochan who was Sabo and he was about to start drinking, Rishayim, needed a new Rishayim. But Lachur the Mashmoyis is over here. That everybody had a kriyas in front of them. There's no din that lechatchila tzarech shiyitim ukulon. So why did they all have a kriyas? Mashmoyis says that they all had a kriyas because Rav Ashi, his whole chaf is based on the fact that since everybody had a kriyas, hopefully one will see from one person what they're going to do. Vayis ken zayin that's trying to be our goal. The makor is from this sugya. That you have to that everybody has to be mevarech. That everybody should be turned lechatchila. What's the pshat taka? Why is it this way? I didn't find the korazach. But Mashmoyis is, we'll see Bezer Hashem this week, the end of Kuf Pei Beis, the Dark Amisha brings down from the Ram on this Sugya and Kuf Vav. Mashmoyis, he understands that the din of Yikra the Kuy. It's sort of as the Chavivis of the Kuy Shabrafa, everybody should return. I saw somebody that wants to learn up that that's what the Dark Amisha means. Not exactly clear that's what it means. Yikra the Kuy. But Ken Zayin and that's Shad, as the Chavivis of the Kuyt, you're showing that you want to be Nenef in the Kuyt, the Chachila of the Tarshim, as the Iker Dino, you're going to see as long as one person is Shaitan. But as the Chavivis of the Kuyt, everybody should be Shaitan. Oh, so the Mashmoyt of the Rana and everything, that which they pour in from the Kuyt of the Mavar, is also the Yikr of the Kuyt. Mashmoyt that from the Kuyt after of the Mavar. L'chayra, that would pass only according to when we Mavarin Tesis. That the whole Nakuda of why you're supposed to be Mavarin is after Kodesh HaBracha. Kodesh HaBracha, the Mitzakin, a person's in Sir, a person's in Paul, from the Kodesh HaBracha, the Mitzakin is supposed to drink. Remember, the Chatzila, the Yikra, the Chavivus of the Kodesh, they say that everybody should drink. But if there's no be'etzem inyan to drink, the whole din of the breaker of gachas, like we're saying without Rashi, it's a chiluk of the kiddush. And be'etzem you don't have to drink. The whole reason why you have to drink is that it's gonna have a bracha if the person's not nene. So as long as one person is nene, it's enough. There shouldn't be any siba for anybody else to drink. And in the Chanami, Rashi Tak over there doesn't say like Taisa says, the Chachima. The problem is, the Rashbam does. Rashbam does say that the Chachima there is an Indian. And Moshamanu Valerinu, what the Makar is for Taka, what's the Pshat behind it? Why should there be such a Din Makhlal? Even with Alagan Shishtakal Terim, what should be the Tam that a person should have to be Nene, if the Sharm Tumish be Nene, as long as one person is Nene, the Chari should be enough. Ishlai. It's the last Nakud, will it be this? The Chari would come out. One more. Taisa says, "Ukav Zayin Amar Aleph." Im Tali Mali Lugma Vyata. This din of Mali Lugma says Taisa. It's really Ki Mali Lugma. So Rav Raviyah doesn't mean Mali Lugma Mamish, which is more than Raviyah. It's Ki Mali Lugma, which is Rav Raviyah. That Taisa V'Dafkel Ozen Meinim. Av Lo'ig Melech Habashim Bo Itay. They mean it also. For Oig Melech Habashim, it's not enough a Mali Lugma of a regular person, which is Rav Raviyah. You need a Mali Lugma of Oig Melech Habashim. He's Amrinon, awesome. Like he's Matayim Gemara in Yuma, that we say, that when you get to Achila and Shlion Yom Kippur, the Shira of Achila and Shlion Yom Kippur is Kedei Liyasuvi Daiti, that it's not going to be Inu anymore. The din is that a person has to be Ma'an Asmai. If he has enough, that it's not Inu anymore, it's Liyasuvi Daiti, he's familiar with everything. How much is that? Kimbali Lugmuf, Kol Achad Kifi Mashahu. Each person, Kifi, how big he is, it's his Mali Lugmuf. Meila takes the Matayan and he says the same thing over here. Vinegate the Kiddush, every person is going to have Kimala Lugma of the day. Now he doesn't end off like the other Rishenim. All the other Rishenim end off, they say every person is bigger, has to have a bigger shear. We never have to have more than a review. There's a Quran the first shear, and then up and on. Other Rishenim, they say the same thing. Taisa is here, but not that way. He's Medama to the din of Yisuvi Daitis, Lemin and Hassan, which is din of Yisuvi Daitis. More Lahedi over there, Marashat the first. That he understands that the din of Kiddush is also Kenzan, you're going to have to do more than Raviyah. Kiddush today is Yisuvi Daiti. Now, Lechorot is only passes, it's not Mukhrus to say this, but Lechorot only passes if you can understand this is Din Be'etem to drink from the Kesh Hayang. So once they're Masakin, like we said in the Chinuch before, when they're Masakin Al Hayang, that the person is in the third, they're Masakin a certain shear that a person deserves, that is Yisuvi Daiti. That the person is in this bowl from, that he has, there's a Chashivus from the third of Sameach. We feel the Yisuvi Daiti. Mamela passes that even more than a revius, which is the shir b'chol malchum, nevertheless, by Kiddush, by something you're misaki, Kiddush al grace, you're misaki, that it should be a shir even more than a revius. It's not mukhach, you can say not that way. In fact, God of Rishonim say not that way. Well, the Chorin of Kiddush Rashbam, there's no tzad, if he Rashi, the whole apostles in Erevin, when they were, I'm not sure in the Rashbam, if he Rashi in Erevin, the Chorin, there's no tzad to be mechai even more than a revius. The revius is the shir b'chol malchum. The whole reason we have to drink is g'nayar l'chorin shal bracha, that you shouldn't be shaita for me. So the Chorin, you're going to see about me enough. Can then they were talking that you have to have a shir t'ima. Shir t'ima is a shir is always a revius. Well, the Yisuvi Daiti, the Chorin doesn't pass in Rashi and Erevin. The Chorin only passes the fee, the other sheets, like he takes it. Udi Imai. The fee is Yish Lodun, in Allah, the Chorin is Hashem the three, Reisha and Aleph, fifth has both. The Mechaber brings down, Kiddush, Mekoidem, Sheyitoim, if a person was Mekadesh, and before he was Tayyim, Hipsik Medib. He was Mapsik, before, between the bracha and the tzimu, it's mafik medibur. Choyzim avarach b'ei priyadachin. Vein atarach lachtu l'kadosh. He says the b'ei priyadachin, he doesn't have to say kiddush again. V'hu ha'dinim nishbach ha'koy, koydim shi'itim yimenu. Yavi k'etacher, v'varach l'bei priyadachin. Vein atarach lachtu l'kadosh. The same din applies if a person makes his bracha, makes his kiddush, and his b'ei priyadachin, and then it's nishbach. It's about the floor, somebody hits him, it goes all over the floor. Nobody was saying from it. Says the same din is, you don't have to make Kiddush again, you only have to make a break for Adachim. L'chor is din only a shayach without Sitzim. That's Rashi, that the whole din is, the Mavarach Torch Shayitim is, B'nai L'chor Shabracha. If a person's not going to be Nenu, then Ma'yitim L'chor Ma'yitim to have another grace of a break for Adachim. The grace that you had before in Lefit Taisviz, you can understand it. They're Masakin, the person's this ball from the Ayin, from Milo, you should do the Kiddush in an oifen that you're going to drink, even if it's not this way. At least another place to drink right away. And to make a great prayer of often that together with the Kiddush you'll have the Yayin. A person is involved from it, turn with the you have the Ma'amah. But according to Rashi, that the whole Nekuda is, Ginayar L'Kiddush L'Bracha, a person's not Nene, so then you already have the Kiddush L'Bracha. Your Kiddush of Kiddush, you already made. The Kiddush is already finished. You're not even going to make a Bracha, the Kiddush is done. All you have is your great prayer of often. Your great prayer of often, which was a chilek of your Kiddush L'Bracha, was Nishbach on the floor. So what's going to help to make another great prayer of often? You drink from it. The Gnai Rav finished the bracha you already had. No, no one's finished from it. Make an Upei Pergoffin is the Gnai thing. The Gnai Rav Pergoffin, you finished with your Kiddush. The Chur doesn't pass the whole din. The Chur would come out of Chidush Ledino, that would, the Das Rashi, the Ravon, because then the Rashban, like we're saying also, this din, if it was Nishbach Yayin, Acher, if it was Makadish, in fact, you wouldn't have to make an Upei Pergoffin, and you already ate with the Gnai Rav Kishar Bracha. Or, you would have to make, Kenzan, this din, a Gnai Rav Kishar Bracha, Taka Makim in the Yerim. Once they're masaking Gnai Rav Kishar Bracha, prison on Nene, it's Makim in the Yerim. And you have to make a new kiddush from the beginning. Well, the chur is spouted to say that you get with the kiddush, but to make a new break, break off from the chur, hanish kin mokim, going to shoot the trash.